When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Morning, video games. Welcome to Filthy Casuals, a podcast about video games, hosted by three very kind and knowledgeable boys. You got me, Tommy Dasilo. Welcome, hello, thank you. You've also got this guy over here.
I'm Ben Vanell. Hold your applause till the end of the show.
And finally,
Minamo Adam Knox. Hello. I'm looking up news so we can discuss news later.
You and what that better time ring? To do
Why are you bringing that up? Can I tell you a funny story about that? Oh, wait, we've got another guest.
We've got a guest on here today. Yeah. We haven't had a guest for a while, but you'll know her from Triple J Weekend Afternoons. Welcome into Filthy Casuals, Jen Fricker.
Thank you, boys. Yay.
Jen Fricker, such a big fan of the podcast. In honour of the great Adam Knox, you've turned up in an hour late today.
Oh, man. Fuck this fucking town. That's all I can say.
Oh, yeah, because Sydney's just easy to get around and super quick.
Like,
oh,
sorry, no, but it's more like I anticipate an hour of travel in Sydney.
Yeah.
In Melbourne, everyone's like, oh, it's so easy to get around. And then I was in an Uber for 40 minutes and the guy was like, have you ever heard of this band? And like just took me through this crazy ass playlist where we were listening to like sitar covers of the Beatles.
Oh,
it was actually sick, but
And had you heard of the band?
No.
Okay. Was this... Why was he do? Did he like know that you're on Triple J? Was he like,
no,
hey, I know these guys. I'm gonna try and get her to run this up the flag to Kingsville.
Yeah. This fucking guy. He used to be a counterintelligence officer in Britain and then moved to Australia.
No, he did.
No one gives up that information.
I used to be a counterintelligence. Oh shit.
But he runs like a barber shop in Melbourne and is like the most stylish.
What a downgrade
I've ever seen. Wow. No, but he was like, I anticipated the barbershop trend and then made all this crazy money.
Yeah, man.
And then
haircuts pretty difficult to predict.
But now he's driving an Uber.
Yeah, well, he's got to pay out. He's building a second home. So.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. It was like a whole conversation bordered on, do I hate you or are you the greatest person I've ever met?
Yeah, right. And so where did the sitar covers come into it?
He was just like, oh, this is just like a playlist I have in my barbershop.
And was part of it like, hey, I anticipated the barbershop trend.
Yeah.
You better respect what I have to say about upcoming music.
Yeah.
Yeah, jump on board early.
Anticipate the sitar cover trend. Yeah.
Well, you were once late to this podcast, Knox, because your driver was Italian or something.
What no, that's not why.
Whoa.
He kept going down streets full of cars, and then he was like, boy, the traffic here is crazy. I'm going to turn around. Then he go down the next street, and it had the same amount of cars on it because it was the same time in the same area.
Yeah. It was like so going from Nicholson to Ligon or something.
Yeah, he wiggled around the city for ages.
Oh, dear.
Oh, that's right. You said it was like the Italian job.
It was like the Italian job.
Honestly, in my head, I remember that
it was 2 hours too long.
Getting him to drive around because you wanted it to hear his accent more.
Take a left here. How would you say that? How would you say that? I was in an Uber before on the way here, and we were listening, or he was listening to Triple J, and they had Hack on. And they were doing like a funny story about like how this guy covered himself in shit to escape prison because no one would want to tackle him.
Mm-hmm.
And we were kind of like talking about that. And then another story and we talked about that news. And then a story about like a pedophile photography ring came on. And we both went, and our banter kind of stopped pretty suddenly.
Yeah.
He was like, oh. Wonder where that guy covered in shit is right now.
You could have kicked that off. You could have said, I have a friend who does a stand-up bit about a very similar thing to this.
Yeah, you do. You should have called them up.
Yeah, I will. Okay. I'll call them up tomorrow to see if I can just do my stand-up, my 10-minute routine down the line to them.
Guys, I know it's a half-hour show. May I have 10 minutes?
Hey, I've got a music weird guy story as well. Just before I left to arrive here from my house, I was just, you know, pottering around, as I'm wont to do.
I love when men say pottering around.
Isn't it the best?
It's beautiful. And it reminds me of like a Paddington Bear type, just like wandering the wet streets of London. Anyway, go on.
Because you don't think of men under 60 as really pottering.
No.
If anyone was going to potter around, it would be me.
Yeah, true.
I bet you're like, I bet your interpretation of pottering around is you just staring at a blank wall for a while.
I literally have pots in my house now. I have plants.
Oh, okay. Well, then you can potter around.
Thank you basically very much.
When we went to Japan, it was just me following you as you pottered around Japan.
Yeah. Can I continue with my story?
continue this story at the leisurely pace with which you live your life.
So I'm in a first floor apartment and there's a guy opposite me, ground floor, like curtains wide open, blaring the Red Hot Chili Peppers, and I witnessed a man playing air slap bass.
Yes!
And it enraged me because... I didn't like it. I don't like the Red Hot Chili Peppers.
Was he trying to set up like a backflip off the couch, just like flee off the fucking bass drum?
Yeah, and he was completely naked except for a sock on his dick.
What?
How dare you get enraged at a man having just pottering around his own home,
doing a
little bit of bass.
A man who has a puppy dog that he yells at all the time.
Oh, does he?
That he's named Steven. He's named his dog Steven.
Oh, the dog's name is Steven. Yes. Okay.
Yeah, well, unless he's shouting his own name over and over and over. Sit, Stephen. Yeah, so that's my story.
He's probably down there going, there's some fruitcake who lives opposite me who's always playing StarCraft and fucking watering his potted plants. Speaking of the slap bass, previous guest on this show, Andrew Levins, has been coming down to Melbourne semi-regularly and playing gigs. He has a video of me on the dance floor at his last gig here, where I'm off my face playing the air bass to a song that he's playing. And he's shown me the footage. He won't give it to me, but it's one of the most awful things I've ever seen. It's so bad. And I live in constant fear that it's going to get released.
Are you playing it quite sincerely as well?
Yes.
Like
The look on my face is one of, like, I mean, like, I think I'm playing the real chords.
If I stop, the music would end.
Yeah, literally, yes.
I have encountered an amazing bootleg of someone we all know, but I won't mention their name on the podcast. But basically, they were sound checking their show to an empty audience and still doing their jokes.
Oh.
And someone I know filmed it. And then I was in like a group chat with a couple of mates. And then one of them was like, oh, have you seen this video? Because it's been passed around. And then one of the other guys in the convo was like, I filmed that. How did you get that?
No.
And it's just been passed around. I'll show it to you after. But yeah. And he was like, how the fuck did you get that? I only sent that to two people. And then, it's amazing to be part of this scene at this point in time.
I've seen comics backstage do a bit of like kind of... just sort of talking to themselves.
Yeah.
Like kind of running through their bits.
Yeah.
But then I've seen people do imaginary crowd work, like as a warm-up. Like
no!
Pretending that they're talking to someone, going, oh, hey, Janice, and what do you do for a job? Oh, pharmacist. That's must be pretty good.
No.
What's your favourite prescription? I honestly have seen this.
Jesus.
Mate, how the fuck can that be?
But like, it's
how can you, like, because isn't the whole point of crowd work that you're bouncing off something you can't control?
Yeah.
Yes, Jed, in many ways. It's very weird what I've observed.
You've done comedy before, haven't you?
So we're recording this in my bedroom, which you guys may be able to pick this up. I was not intending to have visitors in here at any point in the near future.
It's pretty neat for
It's
that,
very
though.
Clean,
yeah.
I would
Is it?
Say.
Bad, yeah.
Yeah.
Well, it's normally a lot nicer than this.
How? This is genuinely as
this
neat as
fine.
This room could be.
Looks
There's
like you potter around quite a bit in here.
I do a bit of pottering.
Yeah.
All right, so we are 8 minutes. I really thought that the bedroom thing would turn into more of a riff.
It's just a nice bedroom.
I was
good,
looking around for something to riff on.
Yeah,
yeah.
Why don't you hang your fucking poster up, you dumb cunt?
Well, as you'll see by those chips that have come out of the wall,
shit.
I've tried to, and it's too heavy.
Oh, is that you? Man. Have you?
Yeah, that's me.
Up
I've
that
done
wall.
That. Yeah.
Those chips just look like you've thrown the poster at the wall. Why isn't this working?
Yeah, I have a big. Framed poster from the Brooklyn Comics Festival and it's I shouldn't have got such a oversized frame.
It's
impossible
one.
To hang.
Yeah.
What are you looking at, Knox?
The post-it on your wall that says sex act.
Yeah, so at
we
my
found
venue
something.
At my venue during Comedy Festival, they had this wall where people could like write post-it notes about shows that they'd seen and stick it up, and some people wrote nice things about mine, so I've got them stuck up there.
Aww.
I should take them down though, because it's bordering on extremely narcissistic at this point.
If you can't put them up here, though, where can you put them?
In the bin. Hey, here's a question. How long do you guys keep, like, birthday cards and stuff?
That's a very, because I always have to think that when I'm putting them in the bin.
Exactly. Yeah.
You have to think, is this the right? Because it feels awful.
Yeah.
Even if it's been like 10 years, yeah. It feels bad.
I have a little shoebox with some like select things
really?
In it.
Really?
And you know, ones didn't make the cut, some of them, but sure. You know, one of the.
But then I used to do that, but then you go, to what end? Yeah. At what point are you sitting around going, I'm a bit bored this afternoon. You know what I might do? Mm. Look through 20 years worth of birthday and Christmas cards.
It's for when your grandkids looking through your house after you
what,
die.
What, yeah. What did people say to you when you turn 22?
Yeah, exactly.
I don't even...
Happy birthday again this year.
Hopefully you'll lose it this year.
I don't even buy people birthday cards anymore because I feel like it's, I don't know, not real. Nothing's real.
And all
fuck
the, like,
the banter.
These days, like, so much of, like, that, oh, I love you, you're the greatest stuff, seems so ingenuine because people say it so much about nothing. Someone writes a fucking think piece and they go, love you, babe.
Yeah.
So, like, how do you... it doesn't mean anything anymore.
But also
people
like
love characters on fictional TV shows.
Yeah,
and
exactly.
Write
I love Jon Snow. Like, oh, cool, well, thanks for saying the same about me on
this
my birthday.
This is me. Yeah.
But also, like... When have you ever gotten, and like you can have like the best friend in the whole world and then they'll give you the most like impersonal card. I think it's just like the format. Like no one's ever going to be like fucking like changing the way you perceive the world with a birthday card.
Yeah.
Whereas it's you can have that conversation afterwards.
Totally. It's more meaningful to give someone like a nice written letter for no reason, just because you like them or whatever.
Yeah.
But then it's annoying because then you have to write a letter back. I had someone who I met.
Yeah, when are you going to write me back next?
Well, no, someone who I met who doesn't live in this country, and she was like, oh, I'll write you from this other country that I'm living in.
Mm.
I'm being so vague. I don't think anyone could track her down by me saying England, but England. She's one of the 66 million people who lives in England. Get 3 more million and you got a number. But anyway, she sent me
did
a letter.
For 69 million.
And that was like about a year ago now, and I haven't written back to it, so I assume that friendship's over.
Jesus, like, Knox. Yeah, it is.
I just couldn't, you know, where do you get paper from these days?
She's travelling around, busy moving from place to place, seeing the world and has time to write to you.
Yeah.
What are you doing? Sitting on your fat ass in your watermelon bed.
I don't want to make any...
Jerking your little chain.
It takes time.
yeah, for Jen, Knox has watermelon bed sheets.
That's cute, I think.
Right?
Cute,
see?
Right? No, when we first heard about it...
Sorry
we
to point
bloody
at you, so...
Look, she's
finally!
A girl!
Somebody agrees.
No, we were enraptured with that.
Jen, you go home with a man and he's got watermelon bed sheets. What do you do? Do you
where
mention
do I
it?
Sign? That's what you say.
I don't know.
Where do I sign it the restraining order?
It confuses me sexually, so I feel like it would be hot.
Mm. What's what's an item of food
that
a man could have on his bed sheets that would not be okay with you? Where do you draw the line?
Actually, no. Dudes with bacon sheets who are like... Ugh.
Bacon sheets,
I'm a fucking Ron Swanson. No, you're not, man.
I think we've talked about this before.
Yeah. You can expand that to like any meme on bed sheets.
Yeah, totally.
Yeah. That's no, I'm the opposite. Yeah. Pepe bed sheets I'd be into. People who go on and on about how good bacon is.
Yeah.
Boring.
Yeah. Those people don't fuck good. Like... No doubt. If they're like, well, bacon's my life, nothing's better than bacon. It's like, it is literally the most available fucking grocery product.
Yeah.
And like, forming an identity out of that isn't...
Yeah.
Oh,
it's entry level meat.
It's so basic.
It's the meat that you feed to a baby.
Yeah. Is it?
Wait, what?
I assume. That's why I'll never have children.
Oh.
Miss you, little Kevin. Don't know what got you in the end.
Hey, we are 13 minutes in. We should really talk about some video games at some point.
All right. Mm. We don't want to do a fashion report before we start.
Oh, would you like to?
I would love to. We haven't done one for
a few weeks. Jen, we do a segment on this show called The Fashion Report.
We did it once as a joke and people the next week we're like, where was the fashion report?
Loved it.
Yeah.
So now we do it every week. Knox, you were in pretty standard Adam Knox attire.
Yep, this watermelon from head to toe, baby.
You were in those tan pants. Mm. You got the brown sort of, what are they, the kind of Vans looking
now let's check
shoes.
In. Let's check in on those. How long have you had them for?
I couldn't tell you. Like a month.
These are a Kmart job, right?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Or would they pay less?
Oh, no, yeah, they might have been... Well, I bought 3 pairs of shoes in the one day.
Yeah.
And two of them were from Payless.
Because I just want to know when they run out, like when they wear out.
Jen, trust us, people do enjoy this.
It's really weird.
You go through so many shoes. You go through more shoes than...
I do a lot of walking.
You don't! don't though. Yeah, you walk less than anyone I know.
I walk. You don't know where how much I walk.
Well, when we walk together, you complain about walking.
I am doing it as a fun little bit to bring everyone together.
Is that because you have the shittiest shoes? Is that why you're complaining about walking?
These are actually like noticeably more. I was on a cycle of like those $10 like Target shoes, the like boat shoes or whatever
like
they're called.
The fake Chuck Taylors.
And they fall apart in like a month or two. Yeah. And then they've got a hole in them, so I have to go in and buy some. But I don't want to shop around for shoes in like... I've only got 2 minutes, so I walk in and buy more of them. And
what
I think
do you mean you've only got 2 minutes?
Mate, I'm in a hurry. I've got to walk somewhere, and I've got to take twice as long to do it as most people. So
these look good because they're like they're a nice balance between between smart and casual, I would say. Dress them up.
Thank you. That front of the right one is starting to like come off a little bit. There's a bit of a lip on
it. Is that leather or is it vinyl?
I'm assuming it's whatever the cheapest.
Yeah, feel like real leather.
Vinyl sounds better.
Yeah.
Oh, very funny.
And what else you got under that? You got a standard Adam Knox.
I just got a shirt. I'm wearing my uniform.
Yeah. Ben Vanel, you and your recently new kind of high top Adidas Superstars.
Yeah.
They're starting to get a bit of wear from the old denim up the top there.
Yeah.
What's the blue? Oh, well, is that the
shitty?
It's what I just said.
Wear you gotta rinse them jeans in warm water first.
Yeah. Well, I have now, but. Yeah, now I've got to clean the shoes.
Sitting on a chair opposite me, manspreading to quite an insane degree,
I'm
I have
sorry,
to say.
Sorry, okay? I got some plums. Where am I going to put them?
Like, the most fucked up thing happened to me on the plane down, where, like, I was sitting next to two dudes, and they were like, they were manspreading, but, like, that was fine, whatever, I'm into it. And then there's this thing, like, Denise. No, but then this guy, and he was like a really like well fashion report on this dude that was sitting next to me.
Great, we've never done an outside fashion report before.
A roving report.
Like fresh haircut, very nice collared shirt, very nice like jumper, like expensive looking jeans, nice shoes. I'm like, oh, this is a nice young man. And then he just kind of like doubles over and I'm like, oh, he's going to sneeze. And I get like a whiff of his breath and I'm like, oh, like it smelled like hot garbage. And then he sneezed and he went to cover his mouth, but he just like open palmed it into my face.
Like he was like blowing you a kiss. Like
Like directing the sneeze. And it I was against the window and I was like, I couldn't get up. And it was still like 45 minutes left of the flight. And I'm just like imbibing this man's like awful breath and. Like mucusy. It's ruined this whole trip.
Nothing is scarier to me in this world than being that guy.
Yeah.
Because not many people have that you would encounter would have the stones to say to you, hey man, just a quick PSA. You stink.
Yeah.
You got to do something about it.
I maybe wrote a tweet. Immediately afterwards, with my large text on, and he saw it. He definitely saw it.
That's great. That's extreme passé.
It's so passé. But what can I do? I'm in a corner.
Yep.
Literally back against a wall.
Yep.
And then he just didn't look at me at all for the rest of the flight.
Thanks for getting the flight down here to do the podcast.
No worries. Just get that hot trash mouth away from me.
And then, Ben, you're topping the look off with what do you got? A little short sleeve t-shirt there, little pocket. On there, kind of dark blue color. So sort of running the kind of dark theme there of the jeans.
Yeah, I don't know what happened there. I usually go the white t-shirt with the jeans, but they dirty. So
I like it.
Yeah.
Tonal. It's
makes
great.
Makes the white shoes stand out a bit more. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. I'm not unhappy with it.
I want to go from top to bottom with you, Tommy.
Okay.
You're wearing a hat that's got like a knife on it.
No,
it's a parrot.
Is it a parrot? Oh, yeah, it's a parrot smoking a cigarette.
Yeah. Pretty cool hat. And then you got like a nice woolly jumper that looks nice. A really good watch.
Cable knit.
Some regular.
Gold Casio watch.
Yeah.
Very good.
Regular blue jeans. And then
dad jeans.
Down
I've
the
got
bottom.
Dad jeans.
Yeah, dad jeans.
This is why I wanted to go from top to bottom.
Now, this is a new addition since the last time the listeners heard a fashion report.
This is fucking stupid, by the way. But anyway, yeah.
I love it. I think
fun?
It's amazing.
It's weirdly fun.
What can you talk us through?
Well, stylists hate him.
I don't know how to describe what they are on the bottom.
I'm wearing Adidas sliders.
Yeah.
A black pair and then a pair of black socks.
Now those sliders.
That.
A sliders, because you and Jen were talking about these before, and I don't. A slider's like a new thing? Are they like a.
The Adidas slider is like a real. It's a trend piece at the moment.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Huh.
Yeah, so they're like. I don't know. Is that just what Adidas call them? Or I just assumed that was like the name of what it is when it's not when like it's a not closed. A thong.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I always just thought they were sliders.
Or it's sandal.
Mm. Do they do ones for people with bigger feet and they're called burgers? Thanks, everyone. I'm going to leave now.
That's actually pretty good. Yeah. That's actually real good.
Yeah. Like sliders.
Yeah. No, I get it.
Like sliders.
Yeah. I like that
like
a lot.
Like the TV show Sliders.
That's what happens when we make good jokes on this is we just stop and go, well done. We don't laugh. We laugh at the stupid shit like me saying that. It doesn't make sense.
It's like we talked about this. It's like we're characters in a sitcom where, you know, like they all make jokes at each other all the time. Yeah. No one ever laughs at anyone else's jokes.
Yeah, we are like characters in a sitcom.
Yeah.
And Jem, we'll fashion
report.
So wait,
you don't, into it. You're not into the sliders and socks.
I think they're all right, but you know, I wouldn't be caught dead in them. But you know, I think
okay,
they're fine.
Okay, Jen's into it. Ben, what do you reckon?
Yeah, I like them.
You hold the deciding vote here. Yep. Knox, go fuck yourself.
Hey, done deal. Hey, can I ask how, like, what event created the fashion report in this podcast?
I think Hing was wearing something weird. Hing had Hing on.
Yeah, he was.
You spent a lot of
time.
That's
a racist thing to say, first of all.
He was wearing like this wide hat that was.
Oh boy.
You spent a lot of time with Hing.
He messaged me all day today.
What's his fucking deal?
Why does he go everywhere in tracksuit pants?
Because his girlfriend and I share the same opinion that dudes look really good in grey tracksuit pants.
Mm-hmm.
Mm. And we've both forced our boyfriends into wearing them.
Really?
All the time. Yeah. Because you get the dick print.
Yeah.
Which I never wanted to say out loud. I've only ever said on the internet and text, and it hasn't been so jarring, but saying it out loud is really fucked.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Oh.
So I kind of wish I had asked Hing first what that was about because I would love to hear his justification for it.
Mm.
Because there's no way he would have gone, my girlfriend and a friend.
Yeah.
Peer pressure to dress like this.
Yeah. We would have been just making whip noises.
Yeah. All right, now let's talk about what Jen's wearing.
All right, go for it.
Okay.
This is weird.
If you could just stand on that rotisserie that I've got over there, Brownlow red carpet style.
Guys, I'm so on.
What do you got? You got a denim skirt there.
Yep, I got
a stripy top.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
No, it's not. There's a couple stripes on there. White top with red stripes on it.
Yeah, you call that stripy.
Anything more than two stripes, I reckon, is stripy.
Oh, interesting.
Because then you go.
What about the St Kilda Saints football jumper? That is a three-panel.
No. That's one stripe, because a stripe only exists in the middle between two separate spaces. So that's only got a stripe of black down the middle of a red and white section. Does that make sense? But if you got three stripes, then you've effectively got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 blocks.
I get what you're saying.
Man, flying Jen down to do the podcast is paid.
Anyway.
Then you got, how would you describe that coat?
That's like a pea coat, right?
Yeah, I guess so.
I want to go in on the nail polish.
Oh, the nail polish?
It's a blue colour.
Like a light blue, like a sky blue colour. This is so weird.
Yeah, isn't it strange when the focus gets turned back on you?
Yeah. I this is my warmest jacket.
Now what's with the clown shoes?
I don't know why I took my shoes off because they were heels and I've been wearing them all
You've
day.
Made yourself right at home since you got here, by
so
the way.
I'm so tired.
All right, we've got to talk about video games.
All right, let's do it.
At the 23-minute mark of this recording. Fricka, what's your background with games? Because you play games quite a lot. I often see you post about them on social media. We talk about games a bit when we hang out.
Yeah.
When did you first get into games? What your early memories of playing video games?
I remember when I was, must have been 10? No, I was 9. And I saved up all my money and I bought off my best friend Georgia Super Nintendo.
Oh, fuck
yeah. That's like the first console I ever got. And Super Mario on it had this horrible version of FIFA 98, maybe? No, that wouldn't have been on Nintendo.
Would have been like 96 or something.
Yeah.
I think it was on the Super Nintendo.
Yeah. Some like horrid tennis game as well. Mm.
What kind of 9-year-old is going around the schoolyard going trading post style and selling their possessions?
I did a lot of ads when I was a kid. I did a Coca-Cola ad when I was like 5. So I just had Coke money.
Fuck.
Oh, wow.
Coke money.
That's
Coke money. You need something different now.
Actually, no. And before that, my dad bought an Atari. So we had an Atari.
Nice.
Like, and I played the joystick thing when I was growing up.
Our cousins gave us one of them as well.
Yeah, my cousins did that as well.
They did a lot of Pepsi ads back in the day. Oh. They were Britney Spears was my cousin. Anyway, who gives a shit? What was the Coke ad? I want to know about that.
I think it was just... I think it was like an in-house, like a corporate video for them, in the company. And I was just like a little girl in the background of something.
So how did you get that? I'm jealous of a gig that I didn't get that's like fucking 20-something years ago.
For a five-year-old girl.
How did I get that?
But were you a child, like were you auditioning for things? Like did you want to do that stuff? How do you accidentally end up in a corporate Coke video as a kid?
My dad is was a TV producer.
Okay.
And I think they just got me and my brother an agent because they were like, why not?
Right.
And then,
well, there you go.
Yeah. And then so we would do I don't know. I did some modeling campaign when I was 8, which I don't really remember, but it was a lot of sweatshirts.
Oh boy.
Yeah. Oh no.
I'll move on.
Yeah, and when I was 14, I had to take a term off school to shoot a TV show called Backyard Science. Did you ever watch that?
No. I realized halfway through that I was thinking of a completely different show.
What are you thinking of? The Ferrells?
Yeah.
Ocean Girl, right?
Yeah. So I did shit like that.
I really thought you were going to say something huge that we would all know.
No,
I thought you were
going to
go
not.
Round the twist or something.
Oh, fuck no. No, I wish. No. But just little bits of money that, because I was young and had no interests really, I just saved up and then or I'd spend on Super Nintendos for my friends.
Yeah, I've asked you about your first experience with games and you've used that as an excuse to just big note yourself about how well you were doing when you were a kid.
Well, if it helps, my parents invested in a property and then the property went bankrupt, so I don't have any of that money
help.
Anyway.
Thank you.
That makes me feel really good about myself.
But I also got a PlayStation 1 one of my, the first PlayStation, I guess. And then
have you kept consistent with games over the years or have you ever dipped out at any point when you...
No.
Really?
Yeah, always.
Okay. What was your favourite PlayStation game?
I mean, the one I have the fondest memory of is Crash Bandicoot, because it was the starter game, I guess. Yep. What were you going to say?
I said Austin Powers Pinball, but it's not important. Yeah, Crash Bandicoot was great.
Yeah.
I remember...
Are you excited for them bringing that back?
Yeah, that was sick and Uncharted 4 when you got to play it. It was so good.
I'd reckon they're going to age poorly. I haven't been, other than in Uncharted, I reckon it's going to be tough to
make them.
We've talked about this, but I reckon they're doing what they did with Ratchet and Clank and they're going to redo it from the ground up.
Gritty reboot?
Gritty reboot.
That'd be sick if Crash, his pants are all torn. He's like, fuck. He's wearing leather pants.
He's running towards the screen from the scene of a sexual assault.
We don't have to go that gritty.
Maybe hey, how gritty do you want to go?
I
want to
go
pretty gritty.
Robbery gritty. Yeah. The crime is a robbery or something, not a...
Well,
why is Crash running from it?
Did you guys? Sorry, I'm changing.
No, it's not important. Yeah.
Did you guys ever put a mod chip in any of your consoles?
Yeah. I didn't.
That's the father daughter bonding moment that I had. That's the only one.
Same. I bonded with my daughter.
With my dad.
I always thought that was.
Did you go down to Video Easy and stuff and rent a game
and then
copy
burn
it?
Them
yeah.
We, yeah. Fuck.
I never, because I never had, I missed the PlayStation and the PlayStation 2. I never had either of them. But I had friends that would have them, obviously, and get them modded. And it always seemed the weird, you'd find these guys just in the fucking trading post. Just bragging about these crimes they're committing.
Yeah.
And then you had to convince your parents to drive you over to this criminal's house and give them cash to potentially fuck up this expensive piece of equipment they've bought you.
That's why my parents wouldn't let me do it.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Right.
Fair enough.
If you went to Caribbean Gardens, the market that's in Knox, I think it's in, or somewhere.
Adam Knox.
Yeah. You've correctly realised that that's similar to mine. Well, identical.
How good was that?
Very bad.
That's going to be on the 50-year recap of this show, I reckon.
One of the classic moments, Bert Newton's severed head in a jar. He's going to be talking about what a great moment.
That's out in the eastern suburbs.
Big market, and there'd just be people there where you could take it, and in like an hour you go walk around, have a sausage roll, and you come back, and they'd have done it for you. It was great.
Mm. So you had one chipped.
Yeah. Oh, we chipped it. My dad taught me how to solder. And
Oh really?
I did it myself.
Wow.
And then we also had a Nintendo 64. Like, we double consoled.
Unchippable.
Unchippable.
Not anymore, baby. Well, you can get these
things. The 64?
Yeah. But you can get. Okay. So, what you get is it's a cartridge with a little hole in the top for an SD card now.
Well, yeah.
And you just put that in. But back in the day, they did have them.
It's 2016, Adam.
But they did have a similar thing for, I think it was like Super Nintendo to Nintendo 64, where you could put in the thing into the slot.
Oh, yeah.
It's a converter.
Used to have a floppy disk drive that would connect to the Super Nintendo as well, I think. Like, they used to have all kinds of crazy shit that was very expensive back then, obviously. Mm.
Yeah.
So.
By the way, let's veer off onto this quickly. I haven't played it yet, but have you guys seen a bunch of guys have like remade GoldenEye for
PC? Oh, I saw that on,
it looks amazing. It looks so good.
I don't think it looks amazing.
I think it looks pretty great.
I think it looks fine.
For just a thing that a bunch of guys made.
I want to fight you.
Well, fuck this.
Yeah, I don't know. Like, it looks fine. I never had a 64 and I never played GoldenEye multiplayer.
Okay. Mm.
So I guess I don't get the...
Right, okay.
That's a very nostalgia-heavy thing.
Yeah.
And, like, it's pretty amazing that they've been able to, like, release it so easily as well, because a lot of these things, when it's got, like, a movie license, it's technically Rareware's property, it's technically Nintendo's property, and they all really go for it.
I know, but I was looking at it going, and this will never happen because of those specific three companies, but...
Oh, and then Activision has the bond license, as well, so...
It would be so cool if any of them got on it and went, okay, we'll just buy this off you and put it out.
Yeah.
And just licensed it and actually officially released it.
I mean, they tried to do that GoldenEye remake, like, 5 or 6 years ago.
Yeah, I remember that one, yeah.
Was that on the Wii? And they released, like, a gold controller or something?
And they put Daniel Craig in it, and it was... Apparently, he, like, really half-assed the voice. I never played it.
Man, he seems to hate...
He does not like
Bond. Franchise? Yeah.
Is he doing another one or is he done now?
No, he's out.
He's out.
It's going to be Hiddleston.
Did you not see him fucking tanking it on like the... He did like the press circuit afterwards. He's like, Bond's a cunt.
Yeah, he's a psychopath.
Bond is the worst misogynistic creep. And he's right. Like, you know, Bond's a bit of a weird character these days. Anyway.
Okay, so Jen, where do you see yourself? You on a PlayStation 4, right?
Yes.
You've never been into Xbox? Always the Sony side of things.
Yeah, I've never had an Xbox. And I've only owned Nintendo stuff and PlayStation stuff. Like 3DS and all the various iterations of Game Boy and that kind of thing.
Yeah.
I don't know why I never dipped into Xbox. I just,
Give us your, off the top of your head, give us a loose top three of games.
Of games?
Yeah.
Fuck, I played Firewatch a couple of months ago. Mm-hmm. And like, I don't know, it's really set me off on this like, very introverted gaming like thing, I guess. I don't know. Firewatch was fucking sick. I can't even think through the whole history of games, but even in the last year, Firewatch was definitely top. I really liked Uncharted 4. Like, and I went from Firewatch to Uncharted 4, and it was like two different ends of the spectrum.
Yeah,
like Firewatch being so like introverted and artistic and short, and Uncharted being like this huge blockbuster. What else have
kinda
I really
like describing
loved?
Me and Tommy. Like a bit of a difference there. I'm, you know,
which is which?
Well, he's short and I'm artistic and a blockbuster, and I'm kind of everything except for the short. Tommy's just short. That went worse than I thought it would.
I'm a kind of solitary introverted journey, and you're real fat.
Very good. I think Firewatch and Uncharted 4 are my top two games of the year so far.
Yeah.
You didn't like Firewatch.
I didn't like Firewatch very much, just because, like, it was fun. I just, like, the actual stuff you were doing in it, I felt was a little flat. And all the middle part, I didn't get it. Like, I really liked, the start was really cool. How it, like, just the text of setting up, like, this really...
That was great.
Video gamey story that was cool. And I really liked the ending as well, where, like, kind of the point was, like, this didn't matter. Like, and it was a really cool way. It worked better in a game, probably, than it would even in a movie or something, because the nature of the medium is always like, well, there's some crazy fucking alien
That's
thing.
That's what I fucking love about it, though. It's like, it could only, it's a story that could only be told in a game.
Totally. Yeah. I mean, the start and the end, and then the whole middle bit was uninteresting for me.
Right. Mm. I don't know. I kept finding moments in it just like where, you know, you'd look up and there'd be like this beautiful recreation of the wilderness and the music and stuff like that. And it just felt very cinematic. And I don't know, I played Oxenfree recently as well. And I don't like it as much as the other two, but I also like any games that kind of question the medium they're on, I guess.
Did you ever play Gone Home?
No.
You'd really like that, I think, if you like Firewatch. Gone Home is really is a better better example of that like genre of game that Firewatch is in. Like that sort of very quiet story that's being delivered in a interesting way.
What you said about the story that could only be told in a video game medium, we talked about this before, but the end of Uncharted 4 where you play as the daughter, like I read a thing about that that was saying that what was cool about that, even though you kind of don't really do any, you just walk around and pick stuff up, because games often struggle to tell a story in a way that is all within a video game. Like often you finish a game and then it's, here's a 10-minute cutscene, which is just, well, now you're just watching a movie.
Playing a game anymore.
Movie. And so it's cool that more and more you're starting to see things that right through until the end are just really harnessing the whole experience of being a video game. Even if you do, all you're doing is pushing the stick in one direction and stuff's just happening around you on rails. Like at least you're in it, which is kind of cool.
Totally. Yeah. You feel like you have some agency over the story. Sorry, I've been in like a fucking content workshop all day, so I'm very like into...
And we're just doing all the things that they told you to do?
Okay. No, but
Now, to a game that is like the complete opposite of that, there's no narrative. In fact,
there's some, not much of anything.
Some might say, yeah, it's very suffers because of that.
No Man's Gex, Sky. Enter the Gecko.
I would doubt anyone would accuse Gex, Enter the Gecko, of suffering from a lack of narrative drive. That is one of the greatest. No Man's Sky.
Yes. Now. So we talked about it last week. We went in day one.
Yep.
Jen, you've been playing it a lot. In fact, I heard you talking about it on the radio on Saturday
repeatedly.
Evening. Yeah. As I was pulling up out the front of a house in Geelong, where I was about to do stand-up comedy at a hen's night.
Woo! How'd you go?
Let's not get into it.
They modded my PlayStation for free, though, so that was pretty cool.
It looked like that sort of house. Anyway, so you've been playing it a lot, right?
Yeah, heaps. Yeah. That's part of the reason I'm so tired, because I just keep losing myself in it. I know we're all different in,
Wow, man, that was so deep.
In this room, we have so many different opinions on it, but I love it. And I think I love it because I am that person in a game who loves just going up and picking up all the things. Like, it's kind of why I hated Fallout 4, because I spent an hour building a house and then I was like, what the fuck am I playing this
for?
Yes, I really like
that. But you hated it for that in spite of...
It driving you to do it.
Yeah. That sounds like you'd love that.
No, that's it. That's it, though. Like, I didn't play any of the main story. Right. I just was like, what does the old lady need? Like, that's...
So you're saying if that stuff's there, you're just going to gravitate to it anyway.
Yeah.
And if there's not the option of a story, that's better for you because it's not like you're missing out on stuff.
Yeah. Yeah. But then I keep having these fucking mini existential crises with No Man's Sky. Like, the second planet I landed on was this, like, frozen ice planet. And I thought that this like waypoint thing was underneath the water.
Yeah.
So I kept like diving under the sea and then like freezing in the middle of the sea and then dying again. And then having to swim back to my grave and then dying on the way to the grave. Yeah. And it was just like, no one's ever going to help me with this. Yeah. Like I'm all alone. Yeah, and then I was like, fuck, I am all alone.
Jesus.
And then
with
I was
all due
like,
respect,
fuck, why am I looking for this in a game? Like, this is just real. And then... Yeah.
With all due respect, I've known you a little while. Going to Pie Face makes you have an existential
That's
crisis.
That's true. Yeah. Every comedy festival, there's a night.
You threw a pie off a bridge one year.
That's every year. That's every year. Someone caught me doing it last year and I was like, oh, I dropped it.
If you threw it off the bridge, wouldn't you then go, fuck, but I spent the money on that pie?
No, but that's the thing.
Because then
that's why.
Nothing matters.
Yeah,
money
nothing
doesn't
matter.
Matters.
Right, but
But you just want a pie.
Yeah. You're just waiting under the bridge. Like, yeah.
Like a seal, yeah. I think that's the only problem I'm having with this particular existential crisis.
That's what the Red Hot Chili Peppers were singing about. Knocks under a bridge, waiting for someone to throw a pie off it.
I eat air pies a lot. That's my equivalent of playing the air guitar is pretending to eat a corn on the cob.
Well, so do you want to talk a little bit about our personal experiences with it so far? Because the three of us played it for, like an hour or so last week when it first came out. And then you guys have since, you've played it heaps, Ben.
Yes.
I've played
it a fair bit.
Okay, because you went in on the PC.
Yeah.
And the PC version has been...
It's not great.
...slammed so far for being a little buggy.
Well, so people have had worse problems than me, but the only thing that I've
Not
many.
Yeah, no. The only real issue that I'm having with it is, like, transitioning between planets and space, especially. It'll just really, really hitch up.
Mm.
And, like, that's kind of the coolest thing watching you play it, Tommy, was the fluid kind of way that works. Mm. And, like, even just looking around on the planets is very hitchy. But it hasn't been that bad for me. And I've been mostly enjoying it.
Mm.
The problem I've been having with it is kind of that I have a tendency to pick up everything as well. And so a lot of the time it feels like trying to, like, take all of your bags from the car to the door after shopping. Do you know what I mean? Like, trying to get everything in one, and that you can't hold much.
What have you ever done?
I've done it heaps.
I do that. I'm that person.
You got to do it in one go.
This is so us.
Yeah.
But, like, do you search out, like, drop pods and try and get extra exosuit slots so then you can carry?
That's kind of all I'm doing now as well, because at some point you realize that's sort of the only thing to gain from the game.
Yeah.
Is
right. Like, you get resources to upgrade. To get more resources, to upgrade, to get more resources.
Well, and specifically, like, the I think manufacturing plants and the little drop pods will give you extra slots in your backpack. And so that's what I've been kind of looking for the most. I think it's a backpack.
It's an exosuit.
It's a backpack, mate. Yeah. It's a backpack with a fancy name. But it's been all right. I just, like, I've gotten way less of the sort of feeling of, like, being in a universe than I was kind of looking for, maybe. Like, I really liked... Do you ever play the first Mass Effect game?
No.
Okay, so in that, you landed on these kind of random planets, and you drove around, and there was kind of nothing to do, but it was really well made in that, like, you went, fuck, I'm on a planet.
Mm.
You know, and there's been a little bit less of that in this than to keep me interested in going between the planets, so I've started to really do the kind of bare minimum path thing of, like, here's what I need to do. And so it's made it a little too much of a checklist for me, if that makes sense.
Right,
like,
yeah.
Mm. I'm driving to kind of, like, break it down to the bare minimum of what I have to do.
Yeah.
Which is something I don't often do. I don't often do the bare minimum. Let's get whatever joke we want to make about that out of the way.
No, I just had to smile at you. That's all I had to do.
But yeah, so it's been just like, once you realize, like, it's so big and everything, but there's, like, this limited number of, like, four or five things that you'll actually be doing.
Mm.
Yeah.
And I'm focusing on doing them maybe more than I should.
Right.
Does that make sense?
Totally. I don't know. Maybe I am only... I'm getting excited about the four or five things. But, like, sure. I see, like, you know, discovering, like, a crashed, like, ship and then trying to fix that up and all that stuff. And then the various, minutiae, like, things you have to pick up to fix that. And the problem solving of then being without a working ship and stuff like that I find very stimulating.
Mm.
But it is, like... Yeah, it is unsatisfying in the way that you can't, like, just beat a boss and be like, fuck, I'm good.
Yeah.
Mm. Yeah, and it is one of those things where you do have to sort of make your own goals and you have to set your own pace and whatever, all of that sort of thing. And I've never really played a game with that as the drive before.
Mm.
So it might just be that type of thing isn't for me.
Well, yeah, we've spoken about how we've not played Minecraft.
Minecraft and Rust and all those ones that we can talk about, yeah.
Which apparently that this is Minecraft, but it looks better.
Yeah.
I love it. I love...
You've been playing it a lot, right?
I've been playing it
You've been hooning around the galaxy.
Yeah. I'll get up in the morning at like 7 and have an extra half an hour just to play No Man's Sky.
Mm-hmm.
So last night we were at our gig, Catfish Comedy, and I was talking to comedian Xander Allen.
Oh, yes.
About this very game, because he's been playing it quite a lot as well. Seems to be more on the Nox side of things, where he had a lot of negatives about it, but every time we'd go through it, and I'd mostly agree we'd come back to like, but I can't stop playing it. I can't stop playing it.
Okay.
And so, yeah, I like the exploration thing. I do find that, like, not satisfying, but there are moments of, like, wonder and discovery. And, like, I think the more you play it, the more enjoyable it is to land on a planet that's covered in grass and trees.
Mm.
Like, the more shit planets you land on and just grab a bunch of plutonium and jump off again,
yeah,
the more exciting it is when you land on a planet that's, like, green and lush and has animals. Like, sometimes, like, I'll hit, like, a run of six planets with nothing on it. And then I'll land on one with fucking dinosaurs or whatever. And
it's
like, this is why I'm playing this game.
It's cool. And I definitely like, it'll be the sort of thing where I'll put it on if I'm going to listen to a podcast or something like that, I think, in the future. Like, it's a very weirdly relaxing thing to do. Like,
yeah.
It's
really meditative.
Mm. Yeah. I mean, because you do about the same amount of interaction as you would with a bloody screensaver. Am I right? No, I don't hate it that much. A lot of people have been really super fucking negative about it.
Mm. Well, let me give you my take on
Here we go.
So I've been quite sick. I've had a really bad flu over the weekend since pretty much the last episode that we did.
Mm.
And so I have not turned it on once since last week.
Yeah.
Combination of because of being sick and also because of just, like, based on that play that we had with it and also what I've read people say about it, I just haven't had the drive to because I just don't feel like it's for me.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
I want to go back in on something because I'm like, oh, I want to see what's on that next level or what new challenge is waiting or what cool new thing I'm going to have to overcome or what new thing is coming up in the story. I don't think I'm going to be into something where I just drive around and, you know, mine for items. I just can't see it. I don't know. I'm just not wired that way. I just can't see it. Like you saying, oh, it's cool when you finally land on a great planet. Like, I mean, for me, that would last 2 seconds because I'd go, well, but then there's nothing new to do here.
Yeah.
There's no new element where it's like,
and I
can interact with this in a different way.
Yeah, I didn't think I was going to be this kind of person, but yeah, those small victories along the way of getting enough stuff to expand your suit or buying a bigger ship, like even just the mechanics of mining and shooting down sentry droids and mining more and landing on a planet with gold and being like, fuck yes, I'm going to sell a bunch of this stuff. Like, fuck yeah, man. So fucking cool. but yeah, those very small, basic, non-narrative based victories are still driving me forward.
And right.
I think they're so well done in terms of the game mechanics.
Mm-hmm.
It's so smooth to play. Like, on the PS4, there's no fucking jagginess. There's no slowdown. You just zooming in and out of planets. And the flying in space is not super fun. But
well, you don't really do very much. Like, you just kind of point at where you want to go and then you...
Well, but then, like, when pirates attack, I find it hard to evade and shoot them and stuff.
Yeah. That's the only time I've died so far is with pirates showing up and fucking me up.
Yeah. But, like, yeah, I think because it's all very smooth and very easy to play, it just allows you to enjoy the stuff that looks great and is kind of cool.
Yeah. I'm really interested to see if, like, in a year they've added more stuff to it maybe.
Yeah.
Because that's just the way shit goes these days.
Mm-hmm.
And if they can do that and it's and the loop, it like, because I feel like I'm playing the same segment 15 or 20 minutes again and again, which I think will drive you away, Tommy, a lot.
Yeah.
But is quite relaxing and quite satisfying if you're using it as like a distraction from the rest of your life.
Which none of us would ever do, obviously.
No, that's insane.
I mean, mine's perfect, so maybe that's why I'm not into it. I don't need any distracting. I mean, look around you. I've got it all.
Yeah.
You've got six congratulatory post-it notes up there. Seven.
Yeah. I've got a wall with holes in it.
Yeah, so it's fine. I think it's like people, man, some of the fucking shit on the internet, I want to just say real quick, of people specifically going, this Sean Murray guy's a lying cunt. Ugh. What a fucking liar. And like all of that shit, as usual, is awful and fucking irritating. And so I definitely want to emphasize that I'm not of that mind.
Yeah.
I just think it's like, it's weird the amount of fucking huge push this game got for what is so similar to so many other games.
But also in the lead up, like I was never super like crazy hyped for, like I don't feel let down.
Mm.
Yeah.
Because I kind of suspected this from day one. I was like, oh, that looks cool, but I don't quite get
it. You predicted this barbershop trend.
How much time do you reckon you've put into it, Jen?
8 hours.
Right.
Maybe.
Okay.
I've only, yeah, just done two really massive sessions. And it's really hard as well because, like, I just got new housemates and this is their first introduction to me. Yeah. It's often, right. like, I'll get home early from work and be like,
yeah.
and then 4 hours later they'll come in and I'm there like, hello.
Yeah.
This is not how I live my life. But it is.
Oh, the other thing I wanted to ask, you said on the radio on Saturday that you were going to go home and play it and make a pasta.
Yep.
I gotta know. How was the pasta?
Baby, it was so good.
What'd you do?
Just like real basic, like I got a salmon fillet, penne.
Sorry.
Gee, that is not basic pasta.
Sorry. I think someone's privilege needs a bit of a checking.
No, you guys are fucking basic bitches.
Dude, yeah. A real basic pasta for me is opening the pasta and biting off a solid chunk and pouring warm water in my mouth. This'll do. This is what I deserve. Nobody threw pies off a bridge today. I'm hungry.
So yeah, what'd you do? Salmon on a bit of pasta.
Salmon, cherry tomatoes, basil, olive oil and balsamic vinegar on some penne.
Salmon is never nice. Something I would think to put in a pasta.
Man, so good.
Yeah, I've put tuna in pasta before. Salmon, yeah.
Yeah, salmon's easier to cook as well and you just get it from your local greengrocer.
You really have done ads before. You know what you're doing. This is
not a big seafood person in general. Yeah. And you guys all are. Yeah. You like No Man's Sky, and yes. I'm not.
I could take or leave seafood as well.
I love seafood.
Wow.
Whoa.
Yeah.
Wow.
Our opinions on seafood line up identically with our opinions on No Man's
Sky. Well, people got to write in and let us know where they sit on No Man's Sky and seafood.
We'll put up like two separate Twitter polls. Yeah. How do you feel about seafood and how do you feel about No Man's Sky? And they will line up identically.
Yeah. I somehow suspect these polls won't go as well as our Rip Torn Dead Alive poll.
Jen, the actor Rip Torn. Is he dead?
He's from Men in Black. He played Zed.
From Freddy Got Fingered?
He's in Dodgeball. He's the wheelchair.
Why would I have seen Freddy?
Have you seen the Larry Sanders Show?
No.
Oh, man. Wow. Anyway.
So
Rip Torn may as well have just never been alive.
Yeah, exactly.
Anyway, do you think he's alive or dead?
All right, just off my gut feeling?
Yes.
Yeah. I reckon he's alive.
Damn straight.
Yeah. You'd
be correct.
Yeah. Is he?
We got into a fight about it the other week.
Oh, shit. Well, now I'll check him out.
We put it to a Twitter poll. He's a good actor.
He's great. Larry Sanders Show, very funny.
Yeah.
All right.
All right, I think we should wrap this up here because, Jen, you got to head off to a gig.
Sorry we didn't get to the questions for people who've been asked to send in questions.
I think we kind of covered them.
There was a bunch about No Man's Sky and stuff, so we did kind of do that.
Yeah.
I'm going to put in a champion effort to actually play a bit of it in between this time.
Yeah, it's fine.
Yeah.
I mean, like, if the point is that you don't care, then that's an opinion.
Yeah, but I should actually just test that. Like,
that's true.
Yeah. Okay, Jen, anything you'd like to plug? You're on Triple J.
Triple J in the afternoons, on the weekend.
At Jen Fricker on Twitter.
At Jen Fricker. I'm doing a Sydney Fringe show with Cameron James and Becky Lucas called Pure Gold, and it's just a trial show. Doing when is this coming out?
Tonight.
Oh, sick. All right. Next week in Sydney, I'm doing Comedians Talk Over Movies at the Golden Age Cinema. And we're watching Ghost, the classic Patrick Swayze film. I've got
where you're all gonna be fucking yelling to talk over each other during the pottery scene. Everyone's gonna have something.
It's fucking you should all go to the toilet at the same time during that.
Yeah. Just a loud flush from the other room. What else? Undercover at the Sydney Fringe. It's my cute little music and comedy show where we get comedians and musicians to tell stories and play songs. That's it off the top of my head.
Cool.
Nice. Any coke ads coming down the pipe or I should get you back in.
I can't because I'm on the ABC.
God
Coca-Cola, damn it.
Coca-Cola, I am available. Amatil, more like am a good time. Oh, that's their slogan, right? Yeah. I'd love to buy the world a Coke.
All right, we got to wrap this up.
I've probably got to pay for that now as well.
Yeah. At Filthy Caz Pod on Twitter, Filthy Casuals Podcast on Facebook, filthycasuals.podcast.
No!
What?
.pod.
God damn it. Yeah. It's the same as the Twitter. How could I never remember that?
I don't know.
At gmail.com, everything that I just said, including the god damn it and everything, at gmail.com.
Yep.
Send us your questions and stuff. As always, leave a rating on iTunes. Jen Fricker, thanks so much for joining us.
Thanks for having me, guys.
No and problems. As we always say here at the end of Filthy Casuals,
love that Coke.
Jeez.
That'll do.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.